4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform, my papa is monitoring. 4ULP.
KN4VWA, how you doing, Alexander?
4ULP, I am doing fine.
Well, good. So, are you out of school for the holidays yet?
Think we get out on Friday or Thursday, one of the two.
Wait.
Excited.
All through school and through college, I used to love the Christmas holiday. It was just a nice break. Then I had to go back in January for exams.
My cousin is in high school, and she's taking her final exams this week.
Exams?
I think dance, but I think they have like 3 exam sessions during the school year, but this is, I think, the first one.
Dance? Yep. So, is she a senior?
A freshman. She's from Canada and she's living with us for I don't know how long, probably till she finishes high school.
What does she think about all this heat wave down here?
Down here?
Well, good. Yeah, Canada's a beautiful country, but I just don't know if I can stand the icicles, especially the ones from my nose.
Yes, where they are, it's not too cold. They're only about 5-10 minutes, I don't think more than 20 minutes away from the U.S. border, so, in New York, so they're not too terribly cool, but it's not very pretty where they are. It's flat. I like the mountains.
Ah, okay. So, that's Quebec, isn't it?
Would be in Ontario. It borders New York. By the Great Lakes.
Yeah, my geography's slipping there, I guess. Well, hey, I do the best I can sometimes. Well, so, see, you're how old? 13?
Correct.
In the 7th or 8th grade?
The 7th grade. Just a second. Here, Steve, my family is going on a walk around the neighborhood, and so I'm going to grab the portable or handheld and go walk with them and catch you in just a second. Will that be fine with you?
Yeah, fine, bud. And I'm getting kind of near my house, so we'll be able to talk for a couple minutes, but my wife is fixing me some corned beef sandwiches with sauerkraut this evening, and I am looking forward to that. So, you better get going fast.
7-3, catch you in a minute. KU4ULP, and I'm clear.
Okay, standing by for your call.
TEM, mobile.
TEM, jump in there, buddy.
So what'd you say was that, myself?
We're going to have some boar's head corned beef, and my wife is doing corned beef sandwiches tonight, putting sauerkraut and salad, Thousand Island dressing on them. And she's butter and the rye marble fried rye bread in a skillet, buddy. This will good knock your socks off.
Sounds good. I like the boar's head not worse than sauerkraut. About the closest thing I find to what they had in Germany when I went.
How long has it been since you found any true German potato salad?
I think I went to Germany 2-3 years ago. Shoot, I can't remember. I think it was about 3 years ago. I went for work. I was there for about 2 weeks.
Did you go for POW?
Getting ready for the current builds we're doing now, the X model that you see on the road now.
Wow. Well, Alex ought to be jumping back in there in just a minute. He's my 13-year-old buddy on the ham radio. He's going out for a walk with his family. He's carrying his HT.
4ULP.
There he is. Now, this is Steve on this end. What's your first name over there?
I lived right down the road from you in Edmonds.
Oh, son, I didn't recognize your voice. How are you doing this evening?
Taking the boys to Boy Scouts. My youngest just crossed over, so they're both officially Boy Scouts now.
Well, Alexander, are you a Boy Scout?
I'm not.
What is there, Andrew?
13, and my youngest is 10. And I've definitely tried to use Alexander as an example before, because my 13-year-old has no interest whatsoever in the radio. And my 10-year-old swears up now he's going to get his ham license, but, you know, he just struggles at it.
One way to get him interested in the ham?
Alexander, but he won't do it. Now, my youngest will. They've talked before, so. But my oldest just will not hardly do it.
Well, just start teaching him the Morse code and get a buddy of his from school to learn the Morse code, too. That way they can kind of tap on their desk back and forth and talk to each other, and teachers never know they're talking.
Go ahead, Alexander. Jump on in here.
Oh, if I'm right, both of your boys are doing homeschool stuff.
Right there, but I think you asked me if both my boys were homeschooled, and that's correct. You talked to my youngest son, Tyler, probably 2, maybe 3 weeks ago, if that long.
2 months ago, I remember talking to him. So, what do
Alexander, I didn't drop any of that.
No, the band's dropping down. We're getting some QRM on the repeater. Get some static on there. It'll clear up in a few minutes. Y'all hang in there with Alexander, you did drop down into the weeds there with the AC. It'll be back in a minute.
Might just be in a bad spot. I know the signal should get better in a few minutes, so I guess I'll just stand by here. KO4ULP.
Now, do you want to tell him, or do you want me to tell him, Andrew? Well, sometimes, Alexander, you got to stand on one foot and wink with the left eye and hold your right arm up in the air like an aerial to get out on an HT. So, you know, if you do all those things, it'll get out better. Open out of the repeater, bud. We didn't copy that at all. Or did you copy it there, Alexander? Andrew?
Copy it. And what's funny is you tell him that, and I was trying to talk to Patrick last night on the repeater, so I'm walking out onto my back porch and, you know, 30 degree weather trying to get it to key up on the HD.
Like I said, stand on your left foot while you hold your right hand up in the air, and that accentuates the aerial.
From the truth.
They're solid now. How about it, Alexander?
4ULP, do I have better signal now?
You sure do, bud. And periodically we'll get some background interference. It's just the band up and down a little bit this time of year. And sometimes it's just difficult to get out, even with my 60-watt mobile. So, well, listen, I've just pulled up at the house, and I'm going to go in and watch my wife start up my supper. You guys go ahead and carry on. Alexander, you have a good evening, buddy. And Andrew, just carry on, buddy. 10-4, going to be 8 clear.
Have a good rest of your day.
I'm free. Enjoy them Rubens. It do definitely sound good for supper. This is KO4CEF. I'm going to go ahead and clear out because I am pulling up in the Boy Scout church parking lot. So, Alexander, you have a great one. Hopefully, we'll holler at you another evening. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear.
Hey, then, Andrew, this is KO4ULP 739, clear. 4ULP, Monty.
TY Mobile.
4ULP.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
How about yourself?
Kevin home. I actually own my own company, and I'm a photographer, but today I was helping my parents out. They had some leaky faucets, and I was trying to take care of all that for them.
That is a little bit of photography and videography. That's what he does for a living.
Right here, so I can't really make you out. It's not you, it's definitely my radio, but come back with that.
So I does a little bit of photography and more and video photography and photography sir, almost full time. He does that as well.
Run his own company or does he work for someone? What's the name of his company, do you know?
It's, he does it by himself, so there's only one.
My, radio is acting up, so I can't really make you out. Like I said, it's definitely not you, it's my radio. I've been having problems with it all day, so I'm just going to say 73, so.
KO4HKX, you still out there?
Why, what you doing, Patrick?
I just got set down at the desk to start doing my closeout for the day.
What's your day?
Wasn't bad, but it was short.
Or something happened short?
Short.
Well, what was the deal? Just business slow it down for everyone?
It normally does this time of year, but I don't know if that's typical or anymore. I just don't know. I just take it day by day.
Sorry to hear that. I feel your pain.
Working on water leaks today.
This morning, got up early, took my dad to Spartanburg, and we hung out at the doctor there for them to check everything out. I don't know if you heard me and Chad talking this morning, but my dad fell out of the bed, and obviously he's had that back surgery, so not terribly good, but he's all right, just, I guess, in a lot of pain. So spent the day there, and of course, you know, enjoyed the standstill traffic on 85, which seems to be a normal lately. And then I came back to their toilet was leaking, and I was trying to fix that for them. So I actually just finished and now headed home.
At least you was able to get it done for him, taken care of. I know he appreciates that in the situation he's in.
He's always the type of person that wants to take care of it himself. So I sent my uncle out to get the part, and I was like, hey, I got, you know, a meeting I have to go to, so I was like, can you go get this? And he's like, yeah. And so I come back later, and my dad's in there trying to fix it himself, and I got mad at him and told him to go away, which he didn't take too fondly.
They're like little kids, and you just can't tell them anything.
If
felt like he was just being super impatient that I kind of got mad at him. I was like, I told you I'd take care of it. Anytime I tell him I'm going to take care of something, you know, I'm going to take care of it. So it's not like I wasn't going to do it. I just said, hey, I got a meeting I have to go to, but I'll come back. But he still tried to do it himself.
The same way. They can't wait for you to get there to do something. Then it makes the job that much harder most of the time.
So earlier this year, they had a water line, the air conditioning units in the attic, two-story house, and the drain line clogged up just because of, you know, dust and, you know, crap. So my mom called me, she's like, your dad's, you know, concerned because there's water pouring down into the first floor, and he goes, he's about to open up the ceiling, and I'm like, don't open up the ceiling. I said, let me come look, see what's going on, and that's it. You know, I'm going to check the air conditioner first, it's on the second floor, and that's what it was all clogged up, but I went to go get the parts, and I get an emergency text from my mom asking for help from my family. We have like a group text. And my dad had fell through the ceiling.
Now you said he fell through the ceiling. Okay. Is this why his back's messed up now?
His back's messed up. My dad's had a total of 8 surgeries. And 6 of them are previous surgeries from the past, you know, probably 10 years now. But no, it did not help his back at all. If anything, it probably kind of made it worse. But this was before the surgery, so this was like during the summer. But yeah, he fell. I'm not talking about just legs dangling. I'm talking about his whole body went through the ceiling, right, through the rafters. And I was just looked at him when I got back. I was like, so you could not have waited for me to get back with the parts. And I was, I can't even explain how mad I got. Because now he took, you know, a job that was me just clearing out the drain with, you know, some new pipes. To now I'm, you know, having to fix sheetrock.
Your dad and mine are pretty much the same.
He's been a really, you know, I mean, he was a carpenter for years, so, I mean, he's a great carpenter. It's just, like, here lately with his health being the way it is, he can't stable himself like he used to, and, you know, yeah, I know he wants to do it himself, but I told him, I said, I am happy to do it, like, it does not bother me. I mean, you may have to wait a day or two because if I have something else going on, you know, but I don't know why it's been like here lately. He just, I guess he's just is defiant on the fact that his body won't do what it needs to do, which, don't get me wrong, I feel bad for him, but I don't know what to do to help sometimes other than just do it.
It's the same way, though. My dad's looking at being paralyzed from the waist down because of the silly things he's done throughout his life and won't listen to nobody. And he's had multiple back surgeries and neck surgeries, and now he's all depressed because of it, because he can't do what he used to do and won't listen to nobody and still tries to do it. And then me or one of his brothers have to come along and clean it up.
I actually get mad at him because then it's just a whole other set of problems, but yeah, so I just try to go back and fix it, and then there's sometimes he doesn't want us to fix it, so we just have to let it sit there until, you know, he will. But I mean, I do get it. I mean, he wants to be able to do the things himself. He wants to be able to take care of him and my mom and not need anybody else. But I told him, I said, well, you know, it's not, I don't have a problem with it. Like, I am honestly happy to help. You know, I hope, you know, one day my boys will come along and help me when I need help, when I get older and I can't do things like I can now. But I told him, I said, I'm here for you and happy to help.
I hope mine does that too, but as of yet, he's not there. If I ask for help, I I don't know if he's coming or not. So I would recommend you start taking them with you when you go to help. That way they learn that process.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. I haven't, because I never wanted to make kids feel like they had to work on something, but, which, don't get me wrong, they always ask. I just never want them to feel like they have to work, so, but I think that is a good idea. I have three very helpful boys, so I feel like they will, but I think you're right. I need to start taking them with me when I'm doing some of this stuff, so, but I love my dad. I just wish that he knows that if he asks me to do something, I'll do it. Like, it ain't a question of whether I'll do it or not. It's just, you know, I have a job and a home and family, too, so sometimes I need to kind of do it a little bit in my own time, but I always try to do it within, you know, a week or two if possible.
I'm here. If it's an emergency, it's one thing, but if it's something that can wait a day or two, it's another. You know, shut the valve off. You don't have water on that sink. You've got water everywhere else in the house. You can live a day or two without a bathroom sink, or when you got three other showers, one of them doesn't work.
Exactly, and that's why I wasn't like in a hurry. Like, I didn't feel like I had to do it that second, because they had two other toilets. So it wasn't like that was the only toilet in the house. I just was like, oh, go get a part. I'll come back later tonight. I'll fix it. No big deal. But, like, the air conditioning, you know, when it was leaking into the house, that was a different animal. Like, I, you know, stopped what I was doing and went over there and fixed it. But that was the same day, like, he asked me, my mom was like, hey, your dad's about to rip the ceiling out of the first floor. And I'm like, don't do it. Just give me 15 minutes to get over there. Let me just see what it is, see what I think it is. And thank God he didn't, because it was just dripping. I don't know how it worked, but basically it just found this little way down from two baths and was dripping down the header. And it was funny. But it was funny when I get a text. I had only been gone for 10 minutes. I get emergency text from my mom to the whole family. Your dad needs help. He's down in the ceiling. And I think my mom was like, what the heck is he doing in the ceiling?
So how was the rest of your day?
It wasn't too bad. That really ate up my whole day. I came back home for two meetings, and I ended up calling a mechanic about my truck that they're supposed to look at it tomorrow. I called Ford. Ford said that they don't even have the part, if that's what it is. So they're like, if you need that part, it's been back ordered, like, I think he said three times. So there's at least three other people ahead of me. But he said he found a part in Raleigh that if I need, they can get. But that's going to be, I think, $350 plus somebody to program it. So I'm hoping maybe the mechanic can find, you know, if that's really what it is or what. So we'll see.
Well, if I can help in any way, just let me know.
It's all good. We'll see what happens. Every time I go to the mechanic, it's always a mandatory $400. So it's just like when I go to Publix. If I go to Publix for bread, I'm spending at least $50. I don't know what it is. I always seem to spend at least $50. My wife laughs every time she sends me to Publix for something.
Quit sending you should save money.
We both save money, but I don't know if, I think sometimes it is cheaper for me just to go, but it's funny. So what you up to tonight?
Here, fixing some customers' balances because this stupid system run their card twice today, because if for some reason, I don't know why, they just can't do it and can't get it figured out. If it's in a weak service position, it will run a card twice. Well, guess what? I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and it does that. It won't let me store the payment to run later when I do have better service, so I have to deal with this here.
So are you actually, like, swiping their cards, or is it something you can actually just send them a bill and they pay online?
I can process their cards from here, or I can process their cards from the truck when I'm there, either way. They can go online and pay it also through the Matco Tools app, so they have options.
Yep, those customers right there that you're in have bad service, just send them a bill. I know for me, with our credit card company, you know, we get charged that stupid fee, but sometimes it just works out to be better to just send them an actual bill.
It would be great if they would actually pay it if you sent the bill, but that's the reason we have to go by every week, is because most of them won't honor their payment.
My father-in-law, like I told you before, him and his brother run a meat distribution company up in Connecticut, and they, you know, do, if not weekly, daily deliveries to some of these clients, and for a while there, they were not getting paid at all, and so he started having to implement when they deliver, they pay right then. If not for that order, at least for the last order, just because the balance was getting so big.
You definitely have to stay on top of when you're doing this kind of work, and you're letting people have credit, so. And it's just a headache a lot of times. KO4 HKX Friday.
KI4 DTY. Yeah. So I totally get not letting it slip by. So, but that's a pain in the rear end for it to be charged twice and just you have to go back and fix it. So that can be a nightmare in itself.
Didn't do it till we got this new operating system that they brought out earlier this year. It wasn't an issue. But it seems like I have at least one or two a week now. So I've just warned all my customers ahead of time that I'll take care of it, we'll make it right, blah, blah, blah. It's just, until they get this fixed, it's something we got to deal with.
Did you figure out, I had talked to Chad just a little bit about your antenna and stuff, I guess. Was it raining a lot there Friday?
Saturday were a washout here.
So I was over at my dad's house on Saturday, and it just came through like Wizard of Oz. The wind just started blowing like crazy, and the wind was going sideways. I didn't know what was going on.
Brand new week.
Sir, KO4 HKX here.
What's so down here rolling? It's nice and warm in there. Boy, I'm telling you.
You like Adele? Are you rolling in the heat?
Like that, I guess.
What to say about that one, Daniel?
Come on. That was pretty ingenious right there, I just have to say. Hey, Chad.
Chinese place there in town. They don't have much of a buffet, and it's not very good. But it's the husband and wife that owns the place, and they argue and fight the whole time behind the kitchen and the counter. So I just go for the entertainment.
Sounds like my in-laws.
It's all in Chinese. I don't know what they're saying, but boy, I'm telling you, she can dole it out, boy.
Sounds just like when I go up to see my in-laws. Food's not so great, and there's arguing behind the counter.
I'm in with the snap pops.
I'm there. Of course, I don't think... I love to play practical jokes, and come to find out, I apparently am known for it. I had reconnected with an old friend lives in Texas, and I haven't seen them in years. And they were talking about how one of the biggest things they remember about me is me playing practical jokes on people. So.
I'm known for that in my family with the kids and Anna. And they've gotten used to it, but somehow or another I've gotten desensitized to it, I guess. I guess so many years in the military, I gotta be careful sometimes because the other people don't they don't think it's too funny. But I get in trouble sometimes. KO4NUV.
You were to deal with this younger generation to get on the tool truck, and you throw a joke at them, and it's just over their head, and they got no clue.
Just from my dad, you know, always teaching us, you know, to be aware of your surroundings, which, Ted, I'm sure you are anyways, just being in the military, but, you know, if you came around the corner or anything with my dad, you came around the corner too fast, you were going to get a bloody nose because he hit first and then asked questions later. And so there were times that he was in a bathroom one time, and I was 9 or 10, and I stood beside that bathroom outside that door. The hallway was dark, and I waited there, and he came out, and I came around that corner. I just went, boo, and I just, he laid me up against that wall in a heartbeat. It was hilarious, and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. And I had like a little bloody nose. I mean, he didn't do it on purpose, but my dad's always, you know, been just super, you know, heightened sense of awareness, and my little boy came out the other day to try to scare me, and I came about 2 inches from his toes, too.
Would have been in trouble with Mama with that one.
It clobbered me, so I was like, boy, you better be careful. And I'll resist you. He goes, I know, I didn't know you would do that. I said, hey, I don't know who's out there.
My oldest son, he gets mad. Oh boy, he gets mad. And gets a poochie lip for 3 or 4 days. My middle son's pretty cool about it. He's, you know, he'll try, but he just not as got as good as I have. And a daddy, my dad, he's, you gotta be on guard with him all the time because it's usually some kind of setup, you know. But I've gotten pretty used to him, and I know when he's pitching it, you know. So I just, you know, turn it around on him, and he got where he won't say anything more. He'll just walk away, just go around. I won't even say bye. So I'm on to him.
Was over there. My dad had hooked up. They have like a garage air condition / heater that he put in during the summer, just kind of cut the humidity down, keep the garage a tad cooler. Anyways, he apparently put it on the same line as the dryer in the house. So it's been popping the breaker, so he was like, hey, can you come look at this? And Saturday I came over there. So he's down there. I opened up the panel, and, you know, I'm going to rewire it. And I went and bought a breaker. I was putting it in. So he's standing there. And every time, my dad does this all the stinking time. He goes, he takes the screwdriver, and he, as when I touch that wire, he jabs me with that stupid screwdriver, and to trick me that I'm being shocked. And every daggone time, I jump, and I'm just like, would you please stop doing that?
We'd go upstairs, he'd always make sure he was behind me, and he'd gooch me on the leg going up the stairs and make some old crazy noise while he's, you know, gooching me on the back of the leg. And I don't know, to this day, every time I go upstairs, I make sure there's nobody behind me, or if Anna goes, I make her go first so I can gooch her. And it just, it just, it'd drive drives her crazy. But, you know, when somebody's behind you going upstairs, there ain't much you can do about it.
Get together and run up.
We doubled, Patrick. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. I said you can give him a good mule kick.
Patrick got it. Dangerous stuff to play a trick on me, so I told you guys we used to run a theatrical company, so I'd be up on a, you know, 14-foot ladder, you know, doing whatever, and he'd be at the bottom shaking the ladder. We had this one-man lift. I'm not sure if you guys know what that is, but it's like a scissor lift, but it's like a single man. And he'd be down there, and he'd be shaking that thing on me. He was supposed to be holding it still, and he'd be shaking it, scaring the fire out of me. And he tried to do it the other day, and I said, it does not bother me anymore. I am all good. You've already scared the life out of me so many times that it don't work no more.
Where are you, Daniel?
I pulled into my house. I'm just sitting in the driveway talking to you guys. It's kind of nice.
When she sticks her head out the door, you know you got to go, right?
She's cooking supper right now. I realized I have not eaten anything today. I've just been working, so I told her, I said, I'm starving. You got to fix something with meat. She was going to fix some spaghetti, but sometimes she does this meatless crap. So I was like, you can't do that meatless thing tonight. I need some meat for me.
Oh, dear. Go ahead, Patrick.
So I hope you didn't leave that radio on in the house.
God, no. I know better. Why do you think I'm out in the truck talking to you? She'll hear me, and her head will pop around that corner. She's like, you talking about me? So, no, I have that radio off. I leave it off now. You guys have already told me. If I've learned anything from Chad, it's leave that radio off at home, especially while the wife is around.
We're in my Echo Link now. She's down in Columbia, so she's got Echo Link on her phone, so yeah, she's outside of the repeater now.
You can log on to Echo Link and you can tell when she's up then. KO4HK.
Yep, I was thinking the same thing. How are you going to know she's on Echo Link? But now I realize you can just go on there and check.
Not at the deer camp.
No service over there?
Go to the top of the hill to get service. And Echo Link is out, unless I want to go to the top of the hill and do it.
And just check for you, so you're safe right now.
Appreciate it.
I think I'm going to have to get one of you guys to look at my radio with me for my truck. I don't know if, Chad, today when I was trying to talk to you, it just seemed like I had really bad service in my truck for some reason. I know there's a couple of holes around where I'm at that I'm aware of, but I just seem to be getting really poor service today. I don't know what it is.
Well, now, I think it may have been just where you were, Daniel.
Started talking, Daniel. You were a little spotty and scratchy, but now you're clear as a bell, so I think it's just where you're at.
But, you know, it seemed super noisy earlier, and then I heard Alexander on the radio. He was trying to talk to me, but it was so staticky, I couldn't hear anything.
Let me make sure I got this. Either one of you know anything about 2-meter packet?
No.
That?
2-meter. No APRS. Just, wind link over 2-meter.
I don't know anything about that, but, KO4CF probably does, if he's still listening. But I don't think he is right now. He's in a Boy Scout meeting.
KO4LCI. Got a
got a packet, but I don't know it or know it exists, but there's some over here in the group that does pack it. There's one up there on Glassy Mountain, there is, and there had been one on Caesar's Head, but I know there's some in our group that has a packet repeater up there on Glassy. One thing, what I'd suggest you to do is to get on our net at 8 o'clock on 195 and ask Mandel about that. He can give you more details about it than I can. I just know there's some in the group who does it, and there's a packet machine up there. But other than that, that's really all I can tell you.
4DTY. About, I see a head popping out the door, so I'm going to stay 73s for just a little while. You guys have a good night, just in case I don't get back on.
73, Daniel. Have a good evening.
The KO4NUE.
Kelsey, there's some in our group that does that, and there's one on Glassy, I'm certain of that. One on Caesar's Head, I'm not so sure about, but I'm certain Mandel knows about it, and he can give you better details about it. I just know it's there, and that's all I know, because I don't do it.
The 2-meter packet, Andy.
Understanding of what I've heard in meetings in the past, 2-meter packet.
But not. That's at 8 o'clock on 195.
8 o'clock on 195 here in less than an hour. And I know you've talked with Billy before. His net on 47 and one system will be at 7:30 as well.
Write this down. Stand by.
I caught y'all here. I was getting ready to switch over to 47. I heard y'all in here. KI4LZI.
While you're there, KO4HKX, do you know anything about the Rich Mountain repeater up here, 442.850?
Well, I need to know for starters where Rich Mountain is. Where I live out here, UHF is very difficult to do.
There with Caesar's Head, but it's on over the state line.
I can't say for sure, but odds are I know 442-400's up there on the Caesar's Head, and there's times I have trouble with it. I do from here, so if it's over on the other side of the mountain, I highly doubt I would even hear it, much less be able to work it, so it's not likely that I'll know anything about it.
I was just curious, because it's the, if I'm not mistaken, it's the same tower that the Sheriff's Department uses up here also, and I know I've heard you talk about it, but I'm not 100% sure on that. The reason I ask is it sounds like it's keyed up all the time, but you can talk on it, but I've never heard it ID itself.
Well, see, I believe me, repeaters can malfunction. They really can. I know I've helped out Mandel over here with them with its 2-meter, 440, 222, 1/4 meter. My machines can malfunction. And if you hear one's malfunctioning, if you know who's the trusty owner of it, let them know. KI4LZI.
UE. So, what time's the 195, Andy?
P.M. on Tuesday. 8 p.m. on Tuesday. As far as our race season that over here goes, and Mandel can tell you more details about that packet. I've heard it discussed in meetings before, but being that I don't do it, I've just heard it as passing. I know it's there, but I don't know a whole lot about it other than knowing it's there.
All is what?
WR4XM. WR4XM.
And K908. what time and what freak.
Here at 7:30 on 145.47. 145.47, and his machine links up with the warning system.
Got this right. 146.195 at 8 p.m. and 145.470 at 7:30.
That 195 is 147. 147, 195. 147, 195, tone 141.3. Billy's the 145.47 on Caesar's Head is 91.5. And it links up to the warning system, too. The 47 right now is kind of operating at a little bit of a disadvantage right now, though. The receive antenna's way down close to the ground and the transmit antenna's up real high, so at times it don't hear as well as it should.
I appreciate it, Andy. I'll move on down there here in a little bit and pick them up. So appreciate the info. KL4NUE, I'll be clear, gentlemen.
I was getting ready to go down to 47. Did wait for the net there when I heard y'all here, so KI4LCI.
Chad, 73 is Andy. KL4HX.
To any of them yourself, come on and join us if you can get into them from up there at Penrose. KI4LCI.
Hey, I can hit the 47 just barely, but I don't know about the other one.
One question, because they don't have near the altitude that 47 has, so I don't know. All I can tell you is try it and see. KI4LCI.
So give it a try. KO4HKX, and I'm clear.